B.B. King remembered listening to French guitarist Django Reinhardt, and King says, "Django was a new world. The syncopation got me going. But the beat was just the beginning. It was Django's ideas that lit up my brain. He was light and free and fast as the fastest trumpet, slick as the slickest clarinet, running through chord changes with the skill of a sprinter and the imagination of a poet. He was nimble like a cat. Songs like Nuage and Nocturne took me far away from my little place in Indianola, transporting me over the ocean to Paris, where people sipped wine in outdoor cafes and soaked in the most romantic jazz the world has ever known." I love Django, B.B. King says, because of the joy in his music, a light-hearted feeling and freedom to do whatever he felt. Even if I hadn't been told he was a gypsy, I might have guessed it. There's a wanderlust in Django's guitar that inspired me. His music fortified an idea I held close to my heart, that the guitar is a voice unlike any other. Out of the strings and the frets comes this personality of a unique human being. Words of blues great B.B. King, speaking about legendary French guitarist Django Reinhardt, in his study Gypsy Jazz by Michael Drenyi. B.B. King was transported by Django's music, experiencing a certain wanderlust in Django's playing, taking us with him in his travels, whether it be to sip and snack out of doors along a river in Paris, or to experience right where we are the joy of meeting a unique human being whose imagination can spark our very own. And isn't that one of the wonders of the arts of all kinds? Music, literature, dance, painting, and all the rest. And B.B. King even mentions the sampling of spirits, and we can imagine the culinary arts of Paris as well. And all of these images come together in a conversation we're about to have with individuals who have a broad and deep understanding of the power of the arts and who want to set off sparks in our lives by becoming travel agents in a figurative sense. Artist Brian Keeler has traveled along the Susquehanna River for many years, capturing the light and the landscape of our region, and he's organized trips so others could join him on the waterway. But he also travels across the Atlantic, not just in his imagination, as B.B. King did, but to render the light and landscape of places like Italy, and he arranges to take other painters with him. He also founded the North Branch Art Trail, so that lovers of art and our area could engage with the creative spirit of those working in the region and get out to enjoy the natural beauty along the Susquehanna. Keeler has since moved to Ithaca, but he maintains his studio and his ties to Wyalusing, and that's when the founders of the Kitson Arts Alliance picked up the trail. Dan Tompkins and Patrick Kitson Robinson are putting the resources of the Kitson Arts Alliance together and partnering with many organizations to present the Summer 2017 North Branch Artisans Tour this Friday, August 11th through Sunday, August 20th, a self-guided tour along the North Branch of the Susquehanna River from Waverly, New York to Pittston, Pennsylvania. Brian, Dan, and Patrick paid a visit to the WVIA studios to fill us in. Brian Keeler begins.
I think our art trail was the first one in the region. It preceded the one in Ithaca, which is in its 20th year, and it preceded the one in Susquehanna County. I think there's also one in Honesdale, too, but ours preceded those, and I started it 25 years ago or something. And it started out off small with just a few galleries around Wyalusing. And then it expanded eventually from going from Wilkes-Barre, and at one point it went all the way up to Mansfield. And the general idea was for this North Branch Art Trail to have people go along the Susquehanna River, is why it's called the North Branch. And it basically followed Route 6 and the Susquehanna River. And the idea was for people to get out. It happened in October at that time to view the fall foliage and see art and hear music and see dance performances. So it combined a lot of different genres. And then several years ago, I stopped doing it. I moved to Ithaca, and the Chamber of Commerce in Wailusing didn't keep up with it. I did a lot on my own. I had some help. So it's been inactive for several years, and now Dan Tompkins is resurrecting it and doing a great job, and I was very thrilled that he would do that. And he has this Kitson Arts Alliance, and it's really something that an arts alliance should do. It's more than a one-person thing, so he has the support and the infrastructure to do it. And the North Branch did segue. There was a Route 6, I think it's still active, a Route 6 trail that goes from Erie to Honesdale. But it sort of lost some of its impact or specialness when it became a Route 6 thing. And that's why I like the idea of it being a North Branch Art Trail. It's more regional specific. So that's the background in a nutshell.
And Dan, what was the spark that said, this was a good idea, this is a good idea, let's go?
Absolutely. When my partner, Patrick Robinson, and I created the concept for the Kitson Arts Alliance, we were determined for it to be much more than a traditional arts alliance, meaning while we were absolutely going to be focusing on visual arts, we wanted to focus on a lot more than that. So our tagline is celebrating and supporting the arts, antiques, agriculture throughout eastern Pennsylvania. And so we started out by wanting to be more than the traditional art trail. Now, hand in hand with that, as I started developing the concept for a road trip, for getting people out and about to discover all of the fun things that there are to explore and discover throughout the area. And it wasn't really clicking. We couldn't come up with exactly the right handle. And then I came across an old article on the North Branch Art Trail. And long story short, I called Brian to find out, you know, what the status was. And as Brian and I started brainstorming and started talking, I learned that he was no longer doing it and that it had essentially become dormant. So, long story short, the North Branch Artisans Tour was born. And we are indeed following what Brian set out, what he started, his original vision, and we are following the North Branch of the Susquehanna River.
You, as an artist, Brian, have always celebrated the Susquehanna. It's so important in your community, and it means a lot to artists, visual artists, in this way.
It is so much fun, and that's the other reason, exactly what you're saying, is the other reason we decided to focus on the Susquehanna, because the vibrancy of what the Susquehanna brings to the communities throughout the region, the Susquehanna is so important. And there are organizations that are working very hard to focus on river activities and actual events taking place on the river. But in our speaking with those individuals, they expressed a concern that no one had picked up since Brian's art trail had stopped. No one had picked up to create activities along the river. And so again, that's where we jumped in. And the fun about that, with our inaugural tour, our summer tour, which is taking place 10 days in August, we selected an 80-mile stretch that runs through our area. Now, the entire Susquehanna is 444 miles from Cooperstown, New York, to the Chesapeake Bay. But our stretch that we've focused on is the 80 miles from Waverly, New York, to right here in Pittston. And so we did indeed use this opportunity to create something that will follow along. And it's going to be along the highways, right along the river, and also up into the back roads. All of the very important small businesses. There are so many, more than I ever dreamed, up in the middle of nowhere. And they need the exposure. They need people wandering into their businesses, too. So that's what this is all about.
Tell us about Kitson as a name, Patrick.
Well, it's a name with a lot of history background. It goes back to the days of the Mayflower, when the majority of the Robinson family came from southern England, London, and landed in Philadelphia. So it's really dear to my heart in history.
And that's part of this, too, because the place that you've just outlined is so rich in history.
Right. And my involvement in the arts and antique world since I was roughly 13 years old with a business, and have just expanded into all sorts of things. We've worked with artisans, we've worked with people repurposing antiques to make art, and we've worked with the already known sculptors, painters, potters, you name it, culinary artists, and that's why we tie in the agriculture side through culinary arts. Gardening, you know, they say gardening is the world's slowest growing art form, so we always pull that in and work with all sorts of different architects in all sorts of design.
And you're at this not just in August when you're hosting the Artisans Tour. You're promoting things and getting things together all year.
Absolutely. The Kitson Arts Alliance was formed only a year and a half ago when Patrick and I started brainstorming it and came up with the concept. And we are so pleased that what we've been able to accomplish in the short year and a half is phenomenal. We are absolutely year-round. We have activities going on 12 months of the year, and it really does involve every aspect of the area, which is why we altered the original name of Brian's event from Art Trail to Artisans Tour, because we are expanding, again, in addition to the visual and performing arts, as Patrick mentioned, we're very much in enveloping the culinary arts and also the agricultural businesses, the local wineries, the local breweries, and the local restaurants, that kind of thing. So it's really all about all types of artisans.
And it must have been gratifying to get the call and have somebody say, that's a very good idea, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, it seemed like its time was right for it to happen, and had the people that supported it and the infrastructure there. So it seemed to come together nicely. And this kickoff event, in addition to the art trail, I guess we can segue into this farm-to-table dinner thing that's also part of it that Dan is organizing, and I'm a part of that too. And it also combines this river trip that I've been doing also for 25 years. And it was initially part of the AFA Gallery. A fellow there, Gary Grossman, and I conceived of the idea in 92. And we did it as a thing for artists and musicians, and we do plein air painting. And so we're combining that this year. We'd usually do it in Bradford County from Ulster to Wyalusing, but now we're doing it from Bishopton to Tuncannock. The midway point is the Hallam Preserve at Vosburgh, just northwest of Tuncannock on the Susquehanna River. This event that Dan is coordinating here, it's a way for people to come together and share and just see how other people are doing things. And it's a communal type of thing. And the river is an especially conversational thing. Like if you're at a bar or at a meeting or whatever, it's somehow the river is just more relaxed. You know, you're paddling along in a canoe or kayak. And so that's a nice aspect of this. And that part is free, too. You come with your own canoe or kayak, or if you need to rent one, my friend David Buck in Sugar Run, Pennsylvania, will rent one, and he delivers them and picks them up. So it's a nice outdoor thing combined with arts things and appreciating the Susquehanna River. And so it's a very positive thing all around. And the swing band that I play in, Gypsy Swing, is our main focus, but we also do vintage swing, which is a little wider jazz and swing from the 20s to the 40s. And our band, Zingology, we're playing at this event. Well, we'll have one performance at the gazebo in Tuncannock on the 18th, and then on Saturday the 19th, we're doing this farm-to-table dinner dance at the Hallam Preserve. And I'm going to be teaching a short dance lesson. And so it combines a lot of things, you know, the canoeing, the plein air painting, the dancing, the music, and the food.
What's really interesting as this Artisans Tour is developed is we will have about 50 tour stops. And now these are businesses that have signed on. We have a custom-made app that's being created right now, and the public will be encouraged to stop in all 50 of these tour stops. They will scan a code on a flyer to get credit for the fact that they stopped in. So that's one part of it. During the 10 days, they'll be encouraged to stop in all of the tour stops. The other part is we have, as Brian has mentioned, we have incorporated a whole bunch of our own events. And so during the 10-day period, now this particular 10-day period, we're starting Friday, August 11th and running through Sunday, August 20th. And among the events that Kitson Arts Alliance is producing or participating in is we start off on Saturday, August 12th with Mashopin Community Day, a new event, a new community event that takes place in Mashopin. And then on Thursday, August 17th, we feature our Firelight Music Jam. And then, as Brian mentioned, his 25th Susquehanna River event will be taking place the weekend of August 18th through the 20th. And then again, the two events that Brian mentioned, the Zingology Combo featuring Brian Keeler, will be the focus of Jazz and Art at the Courthouse, which is going to take place in the gazebo and inside the courthouse at the Wyoming County Courthouse. This is our opportunity to bring back what had become a longstanding Tunkhannock tradition, where there was jazz every summer on the lawn of the courthouse. And what we have done is working hand in hand with the curator of the art gallery inside the courthouse, is we are bringing back, combining the live music at the gazebo with the art exhibition inside. And Patrick's working very closely with Marta to coordinate the art as well. And so, of course, that's the first, where our wonderful guests, the Zingology Combo, are coming down from Ithaca. They'll be performing at the gazebo from 4 to 7 on Friday evening. And then the big finale of the weekend is our Summer Harvest Farm-to-Table Dinner and Dancing at the Holland Preserve, which Brian had mentioned. And that's going to be Saturday, August 19th, beginning at 4 p.m. And it's just a wonderful, it's for the arts. We're splitting with the Friends of Holland Preserve and Kitson Arts Alliance are banding together to produce it. And it's just going to be the most incredible evening of farm-to-table dinner featuring all local products, all local produce, and dance classes by Brian Keeler, and then a wonderful evening of their swing jazz.
Now, Patrick, you've been working on the art show in Tunkhannock. What's that going to be like?
At the courthouse, we will be featuring, many of these folks are already members of Kitson Arts Alliance. Some of them we featured in the past. So in January of this year, we had featured a rock and roll art show at the Dietrich Theater, which was amazing. It was absolutely awesome. And we have a handful of artisans that did paintings. One artist, Katrina King, puts together record albums to make a canvas and then paints famous musicians, whether they're rock and roll, blues, jazz, whatever it is that they have a talented painting. So she will be one of the featured artists. Erica Gibson Bertram does kind of a fine art sketch of musicians. She will be featured. We will have a little bit of work of Joe Weldon from Montrose. He has some amazing, cute little sketches, and he's now a member of Kitson Arts Alliance as well. And a gentleman from Los Angeles, his name is Jesse Romero. He found Kitson Arts Alliance on Facebook and said, "Hey, I'm looking for someone to represent me on the East Coast. Would Kitson Arts Alliance be interested?" So he shipped us, boy, we must have a couple dozen pieces of his work. So he will also be featured there. It's coming together to be a nice show.
This is a bi-coastal effort here.
It's so much fun watching all of this take shape and watching just how widespread we're getting very positive responses from. And it's very gratifying.
If people want to know more about all of this, do you send them to a Kitson site? Or
absolutely.
What?
The best way for people to learn more about both Kitson Arts Alliance and specifically about the North Branch Artisans Tour is to go to kitsonartsalliance.org, and then they can just navigate through the site. Or if they're looking specifically for information about the Artisans Tour, right on the homepage, they can hit the button that says North Branch Artisans Tour, and they will have an opportunity to sign up to participate, you know, so that we get information to them. The other important note about when they visit the site to gather more information, we have the pleasure of our tour guide. We will be doing a 24-page tour guide that will actually be inserted into three local papers the weekend before the tour. So that, paired with the fact that additional issues of that tour guide will be at all of our tour stops and all of our advertisers, there will be plenty of opportunity to learn about it and get out there. But the key is kitsonartsalliance.org.
What do you look ahead to as the next effort? Something in the fall?
Well, again, I'm so happy you mentioned that, because specifically regarding the Artisans Tour, we're already planning. This first one, the 10 days in August, is our inaugural. It's our summer tour, but we're already planning the fall version. So 10 days in November, We will be back and we'll be doing it again. As a matter of fact, we plan starting next year, we'll be doing it spring, summer, fall. Yeah. 10 days in May, 10 days in August, 10 days in November, because the enthusiasm and the interest has been so very strong that that is the plan. We will keep going. And then with everything else the Kids and Arts Alliance is doing, we have so many other things going on as well.
But what is getting out there and hearing live music and moving our bodies in this dance way and feeding ourselves in a communal setting with the freshest food? Why is that important, Patrick?
Well, they're things that I grew up with. I'm a product of the late 60s, 70s, 80s. And those things were shared with me through my whole life. And I've got to experience a lot of wonderful things. I live in Northeast PA, but I do business throughout the world. So I've been in a brush with a lot of those things, and I think people really yearn, really, for those things. And sometimes they don't see it until they show up and experience it. And I think Kits and Arts Alliance is creating those experiences.
Absolutely. And for me, from a very personal place, much of my professional background is marketing, promotions, developing events, coordinating programs. And a lot of the passion for developing Kits and Arts Alliance, and then specifically this Artisans Tour, comes from the fact that so many people turn to me to say, where are those cool places you were talking about? You keep talking about really neat little artisan shops and wineries and breweries and restaurants and art galleries, and I want you to take me and show them to me. Well, my response is always, you can go. You can go. And so, in part, both from me on a personal note, both the Arts Alliance and the Artisans Tour come from that space where, here, let's outline it for you, because you don't need me to take you, you don't need us to take you, but you need to go.
Dan Tompkins, Executive Director, and Patrick Kitson Robinson, Creative Director of the Kitson Arts Alliance, with artist and musician Brian Keeler of Ithaca, New York, and Wyalusing, PA, speaking with us about the Kitson Arts Alliance and the North Branch Artisans Tour Summer 2017, featuring a trip from Waverly, New York, through Pittston, Pennsylvania, a self-guided tour along the North Branch of the Susquehanna River. 10 days in August, Friday, August 11th, this Friday through Sunday, August 20th. All along the way, you'll be invited to visit art galleries, historic sites, garden centers, wineries and breweries, performance venues, antique shops, nature centers, farm markets, movie theaters, and much more. In terms of specific events, the Wyoming County Courthouse and the Kits and Arts Alliance present jazz and art at the courthouse, an art show, live jazz, and more on Friday, August 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. The art show is inside the Wyoming County Courthouse Art Gallery, and live jazz in the gazebo with Brian Keeler's group, Thingology. Admission is free. You should just take along a lawn chair or a blanket, and the event will be held rain or shine. Jazz and art at the Wyoming County Courthouse in Tunkhannock, Friday, August 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. Admission is free. Then August 19th, the next day, it's the Summer Harvest Farm to Table Dinner, and that's at the Howland Preserve, co-sponsored by the Friends of the Howland Preserve and the Kits and Arts Alliance. And that's at the Vosburgh Neck, 546 Vosburgh Road in Tunkhannock. And there will be wonderful fresh food and Brian Keeler's Zingology with dancing and even dance lessons. And it's all part of the summer celebration, the North Branch Artisans Tour in and around Waverly, New York, along the Susquehanna River and the byways right down here to Pittston, Pennsylvania. And it's coordinated by the Kits and Arts Alliance. And for more information on the web, kitsonartsalliance.org, kitsonartsalliance.org. And Kitson is spelled K-I-T-S-O-N, kitsonartsalliance.org.